Let's start off with the economy, and Treasurer Jim Chalmers has acknowledged that more work needs to be done to ease inflation after an uptick in price growth seen in the latest data. New numbers from the Australian Bureau of Statistics show underlying inflation has risen to 3% over the year to September, up from 2.7% in June. The figures have damaged mortgage holders' hopes of an interest rate cut and have revealed a stubborn cost of living crisis. Mr. Chalmers says his government must continue to act to help those struggling with the high cost of goods and services.
Since we came to office, inflation has halved, and that reflects our efforts to do as much as we responsibly can to help with the cost of living, to get the budget in much better condition than we inherited from those offices. Now, we've made good progress when it comes to a number of the most important indicators in our economy, but we do acknowledge that people are still under pressure, and we see that in the numbers today.